We go. Here we go. Welcome to our Joseph study. Glad that you can listen in and be a part of our class. Everybody's almost here today. There's two missing, but you don't know them anyway, so we won't say who they are. But it's Doran and Dina. Okay, we're going to get started here. We're on lesson number 11. Genesis chapter 43, verses 15 through 34. And I think it is our tradition here that we'll read this whole portion of Scripture first before we get into our study. But we're going to do the review questions first. The five review questions. The first one is, which two sons of Jacob talked to him about sending Benjamin with them on their second trip to Egypt? Which two sons of Jacob talked to their dad? What are their names?
Is it Reuben?
Reuben. And?
Judah.
And Judah, yep. They're the two that talked to their dad about going back to Egypt to get some supplies, some food, some grain because of the famine that has really been a real problem for many, many, and it is a very big famine as well. Number two, is it true or false? The second trip to Egypt happened very quickly.
False.
Who says true? Because you're wrong. It's false. It is false. It took a long time before they went back to Egypt. Three, how was the second trip to Egypt different from the first trip? What do you remember?
They took Benjamin along.
That was one, yep.
And they were taking a lot of gifts.
And they took a lot of gifts from where? Walmart?
No. Produce, the country.
Yeah, just from Canaan, you know, from the promised land is where they're at. They took a lot of gifts. And they doubled their silver because they came back with the silver they went down the first time with. And so Jacob said, all right, return the silver and take extra silver with for this expedition that you're going on to go buy some more grain. And they did take Benjamin with them, the youngest of the boys.
Well, then there wasn't that incident with Joseph on this.
Yeah, they didn't want it. Yeah, he gave them a prayer, didn't he? He prayed for them. That whoever they talk to, but Jacob doesn't know that it's his own son, Joseph. And the brothers don't know it's their brother in Egypt either. And so they go that direction. Now, number four, remember this one from last week, El Shaddai. It's a Hebrew word. What does it mean in English?
God Almighty.
That's right. God Almighty.
All-powerful.
God all-powerful, God almighty. And the last one of the review questions is, whose idea was it to go back to Egypt?
Jacob's.
It was Jacob's idea that, kind of like, why don't you guys go back and get some grain because ours is now all gone. It's time to go back and get some more. And that became a problem as well when he brought that up that we'll find out here in this lesson. Okay, we get today, let's read Genesis 43, 15 through 34. We'll just go around the table. If you don't want to read, you can just say pass. That means the next person takes over. You can read more than one verse if you want. You can read it all if you want. So Cheryl, you can read it all. It's up to you. So wherever Cheryl stops, then Jan, you take over.
So the men took the gifts and doubled the amount of silver, and Benjamin also. They hurried down to Egypt and presented themselves to Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, take these men to my house, slaughter an animal, and prepare dinner. They are to eat with me at noon.
The man did as Joseph told him and took the men to Joseph's house. Now the men were frightened when they were taken to his house. They thought, we were brought here because of the silver that was put back into our sacks the first time. He wants to attack us and overpower us and seize us as slaves and take our donkeys.
So they went up to Joseph's steward. and spoke to him at the entrance to the house. "Please, sir," they said, "we came down here the first time to buy food. But at the place where we stopped for the night, we opened our sacks, and each of us found his silver, the exact weight, in the mouth of his sack. So we have brought it back with us. We have also brought additional silver with us to buy food. We don't know who put our silver in our sacks."
But he said, "Peace be with you. Do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them.
The steward took the man into Joseph's house, gave them water to wash their feet, and provided fodder for their donkeys. They prepared their gifts for Joseph's arrival at noon, because they had heard that they were to eat there.
When Joseph came home, they presented him the gifts they had brought into the house, and they bowed down before him to the ground. He asked them how they were, and then he said, "How is your aged father you told me about? Is he still living?"
"Pass."
They said, "Your servant, our father, is well. He is still alive." And they bowed their heads and did obeisance. Obeisance. What is that?
What is that?
O-B-E-I-S-A-N-C-E.
Obedience?
No. I don't have that word.
No. Prostrating themselves.
Prostrated themselves. So they bowed way down.
And he looked up and saw his brother Benjamin.
That's a word.
His mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? God be gracious to you, my son." With that, Joseph hurried out, because he was overcome with affection for his brother, and he was about to weep. So he went into a private room and wept there.
After he had washed his face, he came out and, controlling himself, said, "Serve the food." They served him by himself, the brothers by himself, and the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because Egyptians could not eat with Hebrews, for that is detestable to Egyptians.
And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked at one another in amazement. Portions were taken to them from Joseph's table, but Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry with him. My Mary says intoxicated.
I like that. Obeisance. I mean, that's kind of...
I've never heard.
I'm not sure what that means either.
What's your version?
Obeisance. It must be bowing down.
Yeah. Mine says pay him honor. Bowed low to pay him honor. Okay. So I suppose that's what it is.
Prostrating.
Okay. O-B-E-I-S-A-N-C-E. Yeah. Obeisance.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell we don't use that word very much.
No.
All right, let's go to number one. On your worksheet, it's multiple choice time. That means you've got some decisions to make on the letters here. What did the sons of Jacob take with them to Egypt? Now look over all those from A to H. Circle the ones that they took with them to Egypt. Was it A?
No.
How about B?
Yes.
Yes. They took pistachio nuts.
Mm-hmm. Must be from Canaan.
How about C?
No.
Oh, yeah, they did.
First name of a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Silver?
No. Who's on the $100 bill?
Ben Frank.
Benjamin!
Benjamin Franklin, right.
We were thinking, well, he didn't.
You stay up nights
doing this. You know what, Norma?
All right.
It just comes to him.
Any time of day.
Bing, bing, bing. Any time of day.
Yeah. How about D? D?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, products of Canaan. They took that with them. How about E?
Sure.
Yes.
No.
No.
All no gold. Just silver.
Okay. Just silver.
Tricky.
Well, I hope they brought their pajamas. I always forget that.
They did not bring their pajamas. They don't even know what pajamas are. How about Jeep?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They probably took some problems with them too. And H?
Prayers.
Yeah, probably.
Was Jacob?
I would say they'd be praying, but you know, Jacob, their dad, prayed for them before they took off. And so, I mean, I'm sure the boys were probably praying because they were concerned about what they were going to find there in Egypt as well. So you got five out of the answers of number one. Let's go to number two. Excuse me. What did Joseph do when he saw his brothers return with Benjamin?
Cried.
Wept.
Before that.
He was asking about Jacob.
He ordered a meal.
He questioned them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he just kind of invited them into his house. You know, what kind of a house do you think they all went into?
A big one.
And then, you know, he invited them there for a meal, you know, so they had to kind of wait. But they knew he was coming around noontime, which is the time that they would eat. But, you know, think of what they are living in back in Canaan. What were they living in Canaan? More than
tents,
likely.
Tents.
They were, what do you call those people that were kind of like nomadic and they would live in tents?
Nomads.
In Ghana, they're called the Fulani.
Well, it starts with a B. It's I don't know how to say it, but it's a
Bedouin,
is it? Yeah, there you go. Bedouin. Yeah, they're Bedouin, kind of a Bedouin.
Oh, Bedouin.
And Bedouins pretty much wear the same kind of clothes all the time. But you go to Egypt, what kind of a place did Joseph have?
Palace.
It would be like a palace. A mansion. You know, made out of
stone.
Pretty ritzy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Compared to what they were used to. So I just want to keep that in mind, that this is kind of like, you know, Jed Clampett walking into Beverly Hills with Granny. And he would just kind of go, woo, Dougie. They just weren't used to that kind of lifestyle as Beverly Hills. And this is kind of, his brothers coming to Egypt are seeing quite a step up from what they are used to. It's all different for them as well. All right, how impressed were Joseph's brothers in being in Joseph's house? Were they impressed?
They were frightened.
They were scared. It says they were frightened. So what was there to be frightened about?
The unknown.
Well, they didn't know about the gold or the silver. And
yeah.
Thought they were getting trapped.
Yeah. They thought they were getting set up here. That this guy is out to get them. Of course, the first time they went down there, he called them what?
Spies.
So now when they come back and they bring Benjamin with them, they think that this guy is going to treat them not so nice, and he wants to do what to them?
Put them as slaves.
Yeah, make them slaves.
That's right.
And then to take their donkeys.
Yeah.
Of all
so
things.
They can't go back.
You know, just kind of, you know, so they're afraid when they come into this guy's home. And of course, they're in a strange place. And they got a mission while they're down there, but they don't know what that is. All right, number four, we'll get into comparing the Egyptian culture with the culture of Joseph's brothers. What would they notice? Or what would you notice if you were the brothers in Egypt, what would you notice?
Well, clothing, probably, for one.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. They would dress differently.
Language,
absolutely. Spoke a language they did not understand. That's why he had the steward there. He was an Egyptian steward. Joseph, if he did any talking when they're around where they could hear, he would probably speak Egyptian himself. But he knew he could understand when his brothers were speaking. That's his native tongue. What else would you notice in the Egyptian culture?
Probably abundance of foods and
chocolates
and all that. I don't know, but a more of an abundant variety of
Brunswick.
Oh
no!
Cucumber.
Here we go.
What did they want? When they wanted cucumber.
That's a private joke.
Maybe wealth and riches.
Yeah.
It was much more upper class. Much more upper class.
They
probably saw a lot of horses compared to their donkeys.
That could very well be, yeah. Yeah. How about, you know, just the appearance of Egyptians were so different from these guys?
Physical appearance, you mean?
They would come with probably more likely bushy beards.
Oh.
Long hair.
Long hair.
The Egyptians, on the other hand, were clean shaven.
Yeah, very well.
And they were very well dressed. Yep.
Their makeup. And
you just know.
But you know, you see there when you see the go to the museum and see the tombs, and then they have the images of who's there. They have so much makeup on, mm-hmm. you know, eyes, and they're well groomed.
They're sharp. You know, the Egyptians are dressed very sharp. I mean, you go like, wow, look what they're wearing.
They probably smell better.
And they would smell a whole lot better.
Jewelry, they had beautiful.
They would be up.
Yeah.
They'd have bracelets and different kinds of things on them. And these guys would be pretty smelly. They'd have beards. They were dirty. The robes were not all that clean. They probably didn't have much for clothing either. I mean, I don't know what their Sunday best was. They probably didn't have anything like that.
Wash it up.
So, I mean, the culture is so different that these guys walk into. Would also add then to the fear that they would experience in being in Joseph's house, whatever you want to call it, palace or whatever. He is, by the way, number two man in Egypt. So it would be very, very nice compared to where his brothers came from. Number five, what conclusion did the brothers jump to when they were taken to Joseph's home? A, they were here because of
silver.
The silver that was put into
their sacks.
Their sacks, or our sacks. B, the Egyptian still thinks that we are
spies
and wants to make us
slaves.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be fun.
And the last one, this Egyptian wants to take our
donkeys.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's that?
I mean, that's the conclusions they jump to, you know.
Yeah, but why are the donkeys?
Probably a value. They're valuable.
That's, well, yeah.
That's how they got
to have them to transport.
Yeah. Yes. Like
carry
your
the
car.
Grain back. Yeah, that's
like
true.
They couldn't. That's how they arrived riding on donkeys.
Well, if not, they were
not a camel.
They were in a caravan.
They carried. Yeah. The donkeys carry their stuff. Yeah.
I would
so
think
that would be their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to. Then that would mean they weren't going back because they weren't taking anything back.
Right.
They had to load up in order to go back again. Okay, let's move on to number six. What did the Egyptian steward say to Joseph's guests? What did he say to the brothers of Joseph? One, don't be
afraid.
Yeah, he's the one that tells them, hey, don't be afraid, you guys. Nothing to be afraid about here. And he says, two, your God has given you
treasure
in your sacks. And he says, I have already received your
money.
Yeah. The money, the silver. He's like, I've already received that. And so it's interesting that the one who is there making him feel at home welcomed, and not to be afraid is the Egyptian steward.
I wonder if he knew the inside story if Joseph had.
And I wonder if Joseph had told him about God Almighty, because he says,
he gives
God and the God of your father.
Yeah.
So it's like, he would not know anything about that if he was Egyptian. Mm-hmm. So Joseph must have...
What kind of a guy was Joseph all along when we found out? What?
Godly man.
God was with him.
Yeah.
And Joseph never forgot that. Mm-hmm. You know, either. So, okay, number 7. Following this conversation, the steward brought out blank to them.
Water.
No.
Food.
No.
Simeon.
Father.
Simeons.
Oh.
Remember, that's the brother that was put in jail, that they had to leave behind. And so when they came back, especially with Benjamin, because he said, if you don't bring back your youngest brother, then they're not going to release Simeon.
Simeon.
So the name of their other brother is Simeon that was kept there. And how long was he in Egypt? Do we have any idea? We talked about this before. It was a long time.
So I suppose he was just in jail that whole time?
Yeah, I don't know what else he was to do. I don't think he played Yahtzee. But he...
I just wondered if...
But you know,
Joseph talked to him.
I'm sure he was kind of wondering, like, what's taken his brother so long to come back? But, you know, they didn't go back until all the grain that they had bought the first time, or what they came back with from Egypt, that it was gone.
I don't think they had huge intentions of rushing back.
No, they didn't. And, of course, when Jacob heard that he has to send Benjamin with him the next time, Jacob was hesitant to do that. I mean, he didn't want that to happen. But what changed his mind is this growling stomach.
Yeah.
You know, we need food. The only way we're going to get food is go back to Egypt. And then it's Judah that says, hey, Dad, Benjamin's got to come with us if we go back to Egypt, because that guy said so.
I wonder if Simeon was waiting all that time, he thought at all about what they had done to his brother and thought they were probably just going to leave him there to die, too.
It's a good point.
Yeah, I almost had the feeling that, you know, if I was Simeon, I was like, okay, I'm dispensable.
Well, yeah, you know, they already did it to one brother.
Yeah.
Simeon was probably in on it.
Well, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, he hated Joseph, too.
Yeah.
They all hated Joseph. Because the first thing they did when Joseph showed up is they took off that multicolored robe. They hated him so much. Of course, that's what they give back to their dad that tore it all up. I bet they enjoyed tearing that up.
I bet they did.
And then putting blood on it that was from a goat. And they had to lie to their dad. You know, the other thing I thought of too as hearing this being read today is, you know, these guys did not know that the silver was in their bags. Only one found silver on the way back when it came time to feed the donkeys. They did not know that other silver was in there until they got back, and then Jacob, their dad, saw them empty their sacks of grain, and every one of them had their pouch of silver in them. So what they said here is not true. They were took pride in being, they were honest guys. They were honest in the things they told them. Well, they told them that wasn't true. They didn't find out about that till after they got back to their dad, the rest of that silver. Because Jacob saw it, and Jacob kind of goes like, oh no, you guys have done it to me again. All right, so let's go on here to number 8. The sons of Jacob knew that the Egyptian prime minister would be coming home to meet them at blank. Noon, right. Noon. So that wasn't such a hard one, was it? 9. When Joseph came home, what did the sons of Jacob do? They showed their respect by... blank.
Bowing down.
Bowing down, yep. They presented him blank from Canaan. Gifts, yeah.
Pistachios.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. Like part of the gifts were the pistachios. Where did Jacob go?
Joseph.
Oh, yeah. Where did Joseph go, and what did he do when he saw Benjamin?
Left the room and wept.
There you go, yeah. Mm-hmm. He couldn't be around them, and he couldn't show emotions in front of them. So he got to a private place, he left them and cried. It was kind of like an emotional wreck over this whole thing.
But a little earlier in here, it says when Joseph saw Benjamin with him, he said to the steward of his house, "Take these men to my house and thought of a nap mm-hmm. and prepare dinner." And it was over here further out, it was when he wept.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was emotional for Joseph. I mean, he had to play the part of being what?
The ruler.
Yeah, he's the prime minister. He's an Egyptian. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had to play that to the T. And it was hard for him when he saw that this was his immediate family. You know? And even though they treated him wrong, we find that in Joseph, he always looked upon his brothers as what?
I think it's interesting in verse 29, it says that he looked up and saw his brother, Benjamin, mm-hmm. his mother's son. Mm-hmm. Not my brother, mm-hmm. but my mother's son.
Yeah. But he came from the same mother.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph.
I know.
Yeah.
But he didn't call him a brother. He called him his mother's son.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just the closeness that was there with Jacob and Rachel, who had the two boys, Joseph and Benjamin.
Benjamin would never have known his
no,
mom.
No, Benjamin would not have. No. She died shortly after he was born. Of course, she named him a name that Jacob changed his name to mean something more positive.
He changed it to Benjamin, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it's very interesting that you see Joseph in this light of having to go to be alone. He didn't want his other brothers to see him crying or weeping. And you don't know how long that went on.
Well, we said it was probably 15 years, and then two more years
for him
back, so probably 17 years or more.
Yeah. He hasn't had a whole lot of time with them. But then it says he washed his face. Now, why would you wash your face if you were crying?
Get away. Hope the red face will
wash away the signs of crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that he wanted to come back. Like, he didn't want them to know that he had been crying. He's an emotional guy. Denny, when was the last time you cried?
Well, probably when my parents passed away.
That's years ago.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, typically guys don't cry that often, you know. And so here's Joseph, a guy.
Every day.
And he
didn't ask any of us.
Well, Denny's the only guy here. You know, if Doran was here, I would have asked him too. But typically, I mean, that's just the difference that you see. And I just want you to know that here's a guy that is emotional. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. There's nothing wrong with the guy crying.
My footnote said he was emotional and sensitive, and he wept often.
He did.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. When was the last time you cried, Pastor?
Oh, man. Sherman, was it after you beat me up last night?
3 days ago.
Yeah.
The secrets of being in your own house.
Yeah.
Is this being recorded?
Shoot.
I can't remember, but I don't know. Did I cry when I shared my testimony here at the church? I mean, I teared up. I mean, I hate crying because the tears are so hot when they come down the cheeks. It just like they just burn, you know. And you go like, and then of course it's hard to talk when you're crying too, yeah. You know. But it doesn't happen as much as it should. but I do. It's hard saying goodbye. I've cried, I think, after every church that I've served or that we've been and to leave. Mm-hmm. It's been a very emotional day, but I know, and sometimes it's at funerals and things like that too. So it can vary. Sometimes I don't even know when it will happen. So okay, let's go on before I start crying.
Tears cleanse your soul, though.
They do.
Oh yeah.
It's good when it's all over.
Yeah.
It's well worth it.
It's good.
Yeah. So what was unusual when the food was served? How was everyone seated? I found that kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Everyone, how is everyone seated for the meal?
According to their age.
But even Joseph was by himself.
Yeah. Couldn't even eat with his brothers.
Well, he had to play the part of an Egyptian.
Yeah, well, he did, yeah. But then the brothers were all sitting kind of like according to age. Mm-hmm.
And did he have that? Was that his? So I was trying to think, what do we know? They would be surprised that they were seated that way, and how would they know that was their age?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Did he have them seated that way?
Yes.
I mean,
and then they would
and they
wonder,
were astonished, it says.
Yeah, to be astonished. Yeah, that's.
And there's other Egyptians that were there for the food, and they sat away from all of them because they
didn't mix.
They didn't like anyone who wasn't Egyptian. Mm-hmm. And then when they came with the
they looked at each other
with the Big Macs. How many did Benjamin get?
Five
times more.
He got five Big Macs, and the rest only got one.
Tim must be hungry.
As a teenager, you probably wanted to eat that much.
Yeah.
But, Benjamin, they supersized his meal, didn't they? It was definitely supersized.
Spoiled baby brother.
Yeah.
So Benjamin might have been like 15, 17 years old.
Could
only.
Be.
Because if Joseph would have been gone 15 to 17 years, mm-hmm. I just realized that. Mm-hmm. I thought of him as older, but he was still a teenager.
Is there a reason why Benjamin got more food than the other brothers?
To elevate his status.
You know, it's kind of an interesting thing. There's something going on here that these brothers did not get.
Not yet.
That it was very symbolic.
But yeah, it's amazing. So I mean, that's where we end. We end with five Big Macs.
Ooh.
That's my phone.
That our booze? Was that your booze?
Oh, your phone.
That's the phone.
Yeah, it didn't crack.
I bet it broke. Did it break?
No, I was. There was all this texting going on, so I had to look. Well, Zoliana has a couple prizes.